In the 1960s and 70s, you find the fiercely competed debate about possible effects of cybernetic discourses for society and life, like another chapter in this so-called evolution, co-evolution between anthropos and techniques. Here the idea of information is the cybernetic discourse. The idea of information as a universal category seems to address the human in its totality. Nothing is safe from the vision of communication and control between entities by means of mathematical programming. We know the effects very well. We are still insecure and anxious about the effects of bio and nanotechnologies which began to act on micro levels, seemingly closer to life than anything we had before. The crucial point here is that we are not talking about metaphors or conceptions of man. Technologization, we might say, confronts us with increasing possibilities to create life, nature, world, thus changing our ontology on the microphysical level. The important question in our context here is if we can identify a new social formation, something like the beginning of a new epoch of control. Is it possible to reduce or softer to subsume these developments to a specific discourse organizing a new social pattern? No doubt, since 1991, security has become a central category of health and organization tool in political discourses announcing such an epoch. But if we want to speak about control, we have to identify its specific logic, mechanisms, and stability. From the core society of discipline to the new society of control, we learn about the important role of discourses in organizing life in its broadest sense. But the list is also a bridge to non-discursive, to the non-discursive world, the microprocesses beyond the logic of discourses. There is something like a return of the magic producing effects which cannot be included by discursive analysis. What Sven mentioned at the beginning, like the materialism. Remembering Michel Foucault's concept of biopolitics, life became a central category for the idea of governing in the 19th century, 18th and 19th century, as the source of prosperity. Life was measured by new sciences and tools like physiology, psychology, chronography, cinematography, etc., and forced to be productive for national and ethnic and cultural identities for the social body of the nation. Life was the outcome of different scientific and political discourses. But nevertheless, life was defined by the body as a physical archive of behavioral patterns and thus connected to Newton's physical laws. Industrial production and physical body as a historical couple. Of course, it's absolutely plausible that to follow the concept of biopolitics in order to describe the transformation between life and technology. In this sense, biotechnologies and new technologies of measurement, like in the biometric field, are more biopolitical than anything before. But even if there is no doubt about these facts, they reorganize the field of microprocesses in a non-discursive way. Foucault argued that power is something which is not in the hands of anybody. Power is something which emerges in disparate microprocesses between different entities. But Foucault identified types of society marked by specific discourses. He explained that a global system of rule control the discourses and thus behavior of humans. Thus, the concept of power includes the possibility to speak of homogeneity, stability, and thereby of epochs. Even if Bruno Latour shares the perspective that worlds emerge from micro levels, there is a slight difference. He speaks of powers. From my point of view, using the plural form rejects the possibility that power can be homogenized, and so makes it complicated to speak of any kind of dominant discourse or stability, etc. My assumption is that on the micro level, new powers of association, which is the powers of association in Article 5 at the same time, my assumption is that on the micro level, new powers of association emerge, changing significantly the relationship between humans and technologies. This assumption argues not only against the dualism of anthropos and technology. Following a co-evolutionary approach of anthropogenesis and technogenesis, two significant points can be made. The relationship between anthropogenesis and technogenesis is not a discursive one. It's about the evolutionary complexity of the growing possibility to create synergies between different entities. The argument that ICT are connected to our perception, to our bodies beyond determining it, also means that we are confronted with microprocesses creating new plasticity of matter. In other words, these conditions have an effect on the dynamics between exosomatic, cultural, somatic, biological evolution, creating an ontology of connectivity. From my perspective, there is no evidence that our perception, our mind is colonized, or that media are killing our capacity of attention, like, for example, Bernard Spiegler in the last few years published books and articles. Quite the opposite. We have no idea how this environment interacts with our perception, how the neurons and the networks interact. Neither of the physical laws can be applied in this micro-level scale. In other words, we are far from knowledge of any data needed to understand the processes. But why should this be interesting for us? I come to the last point of my presentation. The concept of the material work in the cognitive capitalism mainly connected to Maurizio Lazzarato, Gianluigi Buttani, Antonio Negri, Michael Hart, tried to deal with the impact of ICT connecting it to the question of biopolitics. Maurizio Buttani defined cognitive capitalism as a system of accumulation which mainly bases on knowledge. The new capacity of this regime is the inclusion of externalities into the economic sphere. Now, creativity, effects, ideas, emotions, etc. are part of the economic system. From my point of view, we are exactly confronted with the typical idea of technologization as the spread of life as such. After disciplining the bodies, now our brains, our minds, affects the space of emotions are part of the matrix. To me, the crucial point is, in the end, this description refers to life as natural, as the opposite of the dead technology. From a co-evolutionary perspective, we have to overcome this Cartesian dualism. Trying to understand the new ontologies results of interconnecting processes between humans and binary machines, the category bios loses its relevance. In his book Afterlife, Eugene Thacker describes the increasing difficulty to define life, which from its beginning in ancient Greece was a category in crisis. Today, more than ever, we can say. But if the definition of life is becoming more and more impossible, or in crisis, but the cognitive capitalism is not the same thing like the colonization of the rest nature of human mankind, why should we speak about biopolitics? In Foucault's perspective, discipline, surveillance, control were connected to the idea that life is the source of prosperity. But are we certain about this assumption? The production of data, information, data banks, data bodies are part of our everyday life. Cyborgs, as Daniel Howery described in New Ontology, are not only cybernetic organisms because they may have some RFID chip under the skin. They are intrinsically connected to information flows which are, like metabolism, essential. To survive, our bodies need to create data bodies. We have to invent us in the infosphere to be part of social structures. If we accept the argument that world is created in co-evolutionary processes between different entities and assemblages of growing complexity and plasticity, the question about the relationship between humans and technology has to be reformulated into what kind of rules, which kind of laws organize the microprocesses, what kind of reality can we make? In the words of Manuel de Landa, what kinds of entities we can legitimately commit ourselves to a certain system. So there's a natural space, no life as such, colonized and controlled by new and more powerful technologies. There are a lot of different processes creating world with different rules and at different levels. Different flows, metabolism, energy, information, and increasing are interacting in new forms, and we don't know what will come out of it. And we are far away from controlling. That's why I propose to use the term infopolitics instead of biopolitics. Today, productivity is focusing on the production of data bodies. Our physical bodies are connected to information flows as well as to metabolism, which defines our physics. Infopolitics refers to the specific bio-artificial environment of the infosphere that has become our world. Its duty is to regulate, organize, and fabricate information flows which have become, besides metabolism and flows, the most relevant resource of reproduction. Considering the history of anthropogenesis, self-organization was a component, the component that the construction of science symbols and artifacts, and now I have to switch a little bit because it seems that I mean, with this paper I print the old version of the text, so that's what I'm really the necessity to create data bodies is not the same thing that as saying we know what kind of impact it has on social structures. The necessity to redraw the bodies to compass an understanding of human machine processes as the source of becoming, looking for new rules, exception of information flows is, as I mentioned, not the same thing necessarily. We have this under control, we can programming this field. Our consensus to understand the deep significance for the transformation from a technical structure of the 20th century to a knowledge and network society in the 21st century, which of course is often mentioned. Now, the shift from biopolitics to infopolitics does not signify that biopolitics disappear. It's incorporated into infopolitics. On the one hand, infopolitics describes the emergence of digital data bodies as part of neurology. On the other hand, it outlines the field of digital data politics and the emergence of different forms of governance. Thus, the argument of co-evolutionary processes tries to catch the complexity of processes which, from my point of view, make the problem improbable because these processes at the moment are not under control. I'm sorry about that, it was a little bit, but that's all. Thank you very much.